KUT 90.3 FM. Tune in this time next week to Urban Indigenous Radio, and we will be back April 27th. Stay tuned for Soul Perspective coming up next. Bye! Tapa musi!
Is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Greetings. Welcome to another edition of The Goods on CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming at you from Kamisa, Cape Town, with your host, Uta G.
Naturally. like a bird. Like a bird. Sing. Naturally.
Beautiful voice of Sati Mabia Benjamin. Today we'll be exploring the archives of the only independent black-owned record label under apartheid in South Africa, Ashams Records. Enjoy the show. Thank you.
Shams label started way back in the 70s. It wasn't a Shams at the time that I had the Sultan and all the other independent labels. And then round about, I think, 69 or 70, when Abdullah Ibrahim came, then I started the Shams label. Shams came about by the name, the Sun. In Arabic, you know, what you see the script that's in Arabic. Abdullah Ibrahim, he gave us the name, and my brother-in-law, AK, he designed it. Abdullah used to even run his karate school at Shams in Cape Town, and his music school. He ran it for a couple of years, and then, because of the apartheid and all that, he went into self-exile and interview. And I carried on.
He came early. He died early. The bird whose wings beat a steady rhythm. His skies were the streets of Sophia Town, Soweto, anywhere. Muddy, noisy, dirty, dark. Yet he flew on and on.
Thank you.
They hood him in Soweto. They dog him in the Cape. They saw him in Freistadt. They loved him in Natal.
Thank you.
The stage was his launching pad, the radio his ear, the long play his pleasure, the people his treasure. No more his song, no more his throbbing. Yes, the early bird is no more, but his rhythm lives on.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There were about, what, maybe about 50 LPs that you put out on national. And it seems as though that period from 74, 75, 76, 77...
to early 80s, I can imagine.
Was a very creative period.
Very creative. And then, of course, a lot of musicians went away and away.
Wake up!
This is Health on Earth.
Salud en la tierra.
Dinyan en salve.
It's the heart of the world.
Bryut faulam.
Pour la santé sur la terre.
Gesund in health.
Yunhong esai gai.
Afianzuri duniani.
Saúj para todo mundo.
Manquet en daidak nai.
Bryut mokde suri e jokma.
Salamat dar jahan.
A pomodoro assassino.
Strovia na gente.
La salute su terra.
Health on Earth.
Welcome to Health on Earth at CKUT 9.3 FM. Today, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided an update in Ottawa on the federal government's response to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. He was joined virtually by Federal Minister Patty Haju of Health and Anita Anand of Public Service and Procurement, as well as Dr. Teresa Tam. They talked about the distributions of vaccines like Moderna and AstraZeneca, as well as answered a few questions asked by journalists.